Yes. Hey, welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. You can find out more about me at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner space of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imagined by the thought. A man can form thoughts, can form things in his thoughts, and by impressing his thought upon the formless substance can cause the thing that he thinks about to be created. It's powerful words, man. That's right out of The Science of Getting Rich, page 16, chapter 4, if you're using the copy that I use. I give away this book to a lot of my clients. I've given away over 600 copies of The Science of Getting Rich. I buy them in bulk on Amazon. For just a couple bucks each. This is now my fourth attempt at recording this. Unfortunately, my iPhone is dying, and I'm trying to push it out and purchase the new one that comes out on August 3rd. I do love iPhones, and it would kill me to buy an old one when the new one is right around the corner. So I'm basically recording the same thing that I talked about. This will now be my third time. I'm going to give it one more try, and hopefully we can get through. What I've been attempting to talk about is a conversation that I had recently, and it really drove home this idea that was kind of, I want to say, made popular by the author Robert Kiyosaki in his great book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That book had an incredible influence on me. Probably, other than The Science of Getting Rich, the next book that had the most influence on me was a guy named Robert Allen in a book called Multiple Streams of Income. Now, I didn't follow any of the ideas in his book, but it was the philosophy and the strategy behind it that enabled me to start my internet marketing business where I did email marketing. I closed that business after 17 years, but I had a really good run with it. I did millions of dollars in gross sales selling products via emails. At one time, that business had, you know, up to 6 employees, and it was really good to me. Business has changed, life has changed, the internet has changed, and you know, I've moved on to other things, doing other things. I'm an entrepreneur. I published a newsletter for my organization at, you know, you can look at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. And again, I mentioned that, but I put out a newsletter that I mail to my customers, clients, entitled Pathways to Wealth. And I attach that to a weekly teleseminar that I do. But in that newsletter, I touch on, each issue touches on a different one, but I touch on this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Now, these pillars I've taken basically directly out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and made them in kind of a chronological order. Pillar number one being how you think is everything, which I was kind of talking about there. And that's The Science of Getting Rich is talks extensively about the way that you see things, your thought process, your thinking. And that wraps up with pillar number 10, taking full responsibility. But it's really a way to live your life. It's a strategy. It's how to grow your business. It's all of that in one. It's just a way to live, right? And in Robert's book, Robert Kiyosaki talks about this idea that the rich live and work to acquire assets. And usually it's assets that pay them, that either appreciate in value or pay cash flow. The poor work to pay bills. And so they make a little bit more money, they increase their costs, their cost of living. They get a raise at work, they buy something new. And so they're always pushing the thing. And so between car payments and credit cards and student loans and mortgages and rent, and so they buy depreciating assets with future money they haven't made yet, and over payments, and they pay interest instead of collecting interest. Whereas the rich, he calls them, wealthy, he only breaks people down in two classes, rich and poor. The rich work to acquire assets that either appreciate in value or pay them cash flow. Now for him, he wants cash flow. I was doing this and I didn't even realize I was doing it. I didn't know there were, you know, rich and poor. I had already was along this way, and I had purchased my fourth real estate deal and owned some stocks and had a business that was doing okay. When I read that book and I realized, holy shit, this is what I've been doing. I now have a kind of a philosophy for it, a name for it. And prior to that, someone had turned me on to the idea of buying real estate. And Robert was the one that really, really hammered it home that don't buy, it's okay to buy them, but don't finance things that go down in value. Only finance things that go up in value. So if you can buy something that appreciates in value and pays you cash flow, that's okay to finance. Don't finance a car, a vacation, food, couches, and furniture. If you're doing those things, you need to understand, and I would say it out loud, I am a poor person. I'm acting and behaving like a poor person. The only way to change that is to realize what you're doing. Now, I've done those things, so understand, this is not me passing judgment on anyone. The more that I began to study this idea, the more and more I became convicted, you might say, that wow, I've got to spend time and focus and really, really, really begin only purchasing assets that appreciate. I've become obsessed with this idea of assets that appreciate. Land, stocks, and real estate are the ones that I've put most of my, I own some land, I own about 10 acres that one day I plan to develop on. It's appreciated in value, but that's not really a good one. You know, just a simple single family, 2-3 bedroom home that you can get $100, $200 a month, you can't go wrong with that. Because then people say, oh, well, you know, things break and I gotta fix it. Cool, you're fixing your own business. It's like buying a new computer for your business. You know, people get mad about that. They rant and rave, and it's like, dude, it's your business. Why wouldn't you want a new computer for your business? You know, I'm excited to buy the new iPhone. Man, all I use my phone for is business. I don't play video games, you know. I don't read for pleasure. I read for knowledge on how to grow my empire. You know, I use it to watch YouTube, to listen to motivational things. I mean, for me, that cell phone is like the most powerful tool that I have for motivation, for research, for reading books, for keeping up with news, for calling customers and clients. You don't have a smartphone? I don't know. I don't know how you're even trying to compete. I mean, that's literally like saying, well, I'm just going to walk to work. Yeah, you'll get there. But that's not the most effective use of your time, right? So I don't know, man. You guys that don't have smartphones, I don't care that you're 70. You should have a smartphone. If anything, man, you can see the world. You can sit in your chair with your glasses and look at videos and see everything you've ever wanted to see right there in your phone. It's amazing. So the fact that you don't have one, it just boggles my mind. But anyway, off my soapbox. And so Robert talks about rich people buy assets and businesses, and poor people have jobs and buy depreciating assets, right? And you know that's true if you just sit and think about it. And so I wanted to be in the rich people side. And you can be the rich people side even though you're not rich, because you're pursuing it, you're trying. This is what's so great about network marketing. The thing that makes it great is also the thing that makes it not great, and that's two sides of the coin, right? It's great that because it's so low cost to enter, but because it's so low cost to enter, most people don't take it serious. And that's unfortunate, right? Where like buying real estate is super expensive. And that's why people kind of along that, the people that don't take it serious, these are the same kind of people that are trying to do real estate with no money down or using other people's money. It's all scheme, scammy. It's all get rich quickie. You know, it's for losers. Don't be doing that. You need to acquire assets by putting down your money down and acquiring the asset. Do it the right way. Stop chasing unicorns, right? That's kind of also what Robert's teaching. Stop chasing unicorns. But this week, to show you a glaring example, a friend, or actually a family member, a person I know, I'm acquainted with, who, you know, it's a good person. People would say middle class. I don't believe there is a middle class. I think there's rich people and poor people. Just some poor people are faking it and look middle class. The middle class is just poor people who have jobs. And because the moment they lost their job, if you lost your job and 2 or 3 months go by and you're in a financial trouble, you're poor. That's the reality. And if you need to work to maintain your lifestyle, you're poor. It's true. I mean, that's just the fact. And my goal has always been to work to build my empire, but if I didn't work, money still kept coming in. And that's why you acquire assets that provide cash flow. That's why you build businesses, right? This is why I do that, so that money comes in whether I go on vacation or work. See, if I go on vacation, I don't take vacation time. Money just keeps coming. Rents keep coming in, right? My downline keeps buying their product. My stocks keep paying me dividends. These are the things I work for. But this family member had inherited, received about $150,000. This is not a person that has $150,000 in their checking account. And so they took, you know, this is a big influx of money. And they mentioned it, and I was like, cool, man. I was like, you know, I would put that money. I mean, they didn't ask me, I'm just volunteering. I said, I would either buy a couple houses. I would buy like 4 houses with that. I would buy 4 houses or 3 houses. I'd open an LLC. I would purchase 3 houses in the LLC name, putting 20% down. I'd park the other money in cash in the checking account for repairs. I'd go about sprucing those houses up. I'd put them out for rent. And I would turn that into $500,000 in the next 10 years. Or I would invest it all in this fund, and I told them the name of the fund, and that fund would pay you about $1,200 a month, and that money would double in the next 10 years. And they were like, no. Their big plan was to pull it out in cash. Cash. I was like, what? See, they've never had money like this, so they're almost fearful to have it. Like someone will take it out of their checking account. And so they want to begin pulling it out and put it in physical cash in a safe that could be robbed, burned, or whatever. It's fireproof safe. Maybe that won't happen. Tornado. They're so scared of having money because they've never had it, and they have such a poverty mindset that the thought of putting that money at risk through investment, you know, they've never invested. So, I mean, I can't be mad at them. They've never done this. They didn't do it with $10. See, things you don't do with $10, you're not going to do with $1 million. You know, people say, oh, well, that's easy for you to say, Gerald. You got money. No, I did it when I had no money. It doesn't cost you any money to open a brokerage account. You can begin investing in the stock market with literally $20, right? There's apps called Motif. There is no excuse for anyone not to be investing today. You just choose not to build assets. You're just choosing to do that. It's available to anyone. You don't need any education. You just Google how to earn, and within an hour, you could buy something that's a good buy and just put money in it. It's idiotic that people don't do it. It drives me insane. It's how simple it is. But at the same time, repetition is the mother of skill. You're only going to do what you've been doing. This is why I tell people in network marketing, process is more important than outcome. Outcome will come. What's the most important is process, practicing, advertising, follow-ups, phone calls, doing it over and over and over. Because if you master the process, the money will follow. Same in investing. Investing isn't a one-time thing. It's doing it over and over and over, over a period of time. And then all of a sudden, you have this big chunk of money, and that asset of money becomes a portfolio that begins making you actual money, right? Well, this person had never had that kind of money. So rather than wanting to make $1,200, they're thinking about a new truck. First thing they're going to buy is a depreciating asset, and then they're going to put it in cash, which, guess, cash is the depreciating asset. A dollar today is worth a hell of a lot less than a dollar 10 years ago, right? That dollar depreciates over time. Cash doesn't grow. It sits, and a dollar just stays a dollar. And after time, that dollar only buys 90 cents, and then that dollar only buys 80 cents, right? So the poor live paycheck to paycheck. They buy depreciating assets, right? And they work to pay bills. And that's exactly what this family member of mine was gonna do. They're gonna buy depreciating assets, and they're gonna let that money get pissed away because they don't have a prosperity mindset. They haven't read The Science of Getting Rich 100 times, 1,000 times. They haven't sat around spending the last 20, 30 years of their adult life studying money, studying interest, studying yield. They don't understand you need to be on the other side of the cash register. You need to be collecting interest, not paying interest. The average poor person in America will pay $250,000 in interest, not principal, interest payments over their lifetime. In interest over their lifetime. And guess who receives that interest? The rich people. So the poor people voluntarily give their money to the rich people, to the credit cards, to the car people, to the banks. Don't do that. You want to use banks. I use banks. Banks are my business partner. I take banks, I don't let them have shit to say about the process. I use their money to make me money. And I let the poor people pay off the mortgages. And so poor people have paid off dozens of mortgages for me. And the bank gave me the money to buy the property, right? That's prosperity thinking. That's using your mind to build your empire and make more money. That's the process for building wealth. So you have to decide. I mean, if you're in this business thing, if you're listening to me, you're probably interested in business, affiliate marketing, direct mail, network marketing, or just getting doing better in life. You have to decide which team you're on. Are you on the poor team or are you on the rich team? Because the rich team is not pulling their money out in cash and storing it in gold in a safe. Now, I'm not against buying gold, but I don't buy it out of fear. I buy it as an asset class, and I buy it after I've thought about it, that I want 5% of my net worth in gold. I'm cool with that. 5% of my net worth. It's an insurance policy. It's not a get-rich-quick plan. I hope to God I never need the gold. I hope I just leave it to my relatives when I die. Right? I'm trying to accumulate assets that pay me money. But just in case I'm wrong and the preppers are right and there's an apocalypse or end of the world, I don't want pieces of paper. I want gold, bullets, and guns, right? So I have those. I have guns and I have bullets, lots of bullets, thousands and thousands of rounds of bullets and gold. And that's called my insurance policy. I don't want to get ridiculous with it, but 10, 12 guns, thousands of rounds, and some gold. That's about as far as you need to go on that, right? The rest needs to be in assets that are producing income. And it doesn't matter if that income is $2, you're going in the right direction because process is more important than outcome. And so you start the process, and I'm telling you, the universe, according to The Science of Getting Rich, the universe will conspire to help you. You'll get that bonus, you'll get that pay raise, you'll get that side job, your business will take off as you begin to focus on process and not outcome and practice the process of being rich. Process this. So when you get paid, before you pay any bills, you write yourself that little check for your brokerage account. You pay yourself first. Some of you have direct deposit that pays creditors before you even get your money. Before you even get your money, you're giving it to the bank. Think about that. Let that soak in a minute. Are you on the rich team? Are you on the poor team? God bless.